Not that cricket.
Previously on the Sikander series, on the Clubhouse End podcast.
I take those losses quite hard, but I always try and take the valuable lessons from it. And to answer your question, UAE game, when I got a full toss on the pads, yeah, I could have just tucked it around the corner, might have got two. But the thing is, Larry, one thing I figured it out. You know, only those discover the deep seas who have the courage to leave the shore. I would lose a lot more games for my country. Not because I want to, because it will happen is who I am, how I play. But I would also win games for my country. I refuse to just merely exist, man. Just come, contribute and go. I try and win the game from any position. When I'm trying to do that, I will make mistakes. A lot more than my teammates. Probably the most number of mistakes. But for me, it is always the aggressive option is to take the game forward, is to finish it. Things like that. So I guess we're going to have a love and hate relation with our fans for a very long time, or for the time frame that I'm playing, that because they expect me to win pretty much every game, but it can't happen. So when I don't do it, they're not happy.
You're listening to the Sikander series on the Clubhouse End podcast.
Hello there and welcome to the penultimate episode of the Sikander series here on the Clubhouse Head podcast. My name is Larry Quinadai and yeah, it is the penultimate episode, which makes me slightly sad. I mean, quite sad. I mean, I'm going to have future conversations with Raza, but I think I really enjoyed curating this conversation and getting it in such a way that, you know, we get bits and sizes, get people to understand the game. And be able to get it from someone who's authoritative as Raza, because it's one thing someone, you know, coming on social media like myself and say, I think the policy is this. But if it's coming from the captain, the Zimbabwe national team T20 captain, then look, it's an authoritative voice. He speaks with authority. And I think a lot of people have spoken in response in the Cricket Lounge group, our cricket group as 3mob.com. Well, they've spoken about the authenticity in Raza and the fact that he's very level-headed. All he's seen him as that. I know people see him on the pitch as quite emotional and that sort of thing, but he's quite a level-headed person, somebody who thinks a lot about things, and I'm happy to have shared this with you. We're going into the penultimate episode, as I said. It is the episode before the last, in case some people wonder what the word penultimate is. I know how it is. Sometimes you hear a word and you're like, I can't Google it because then I look a bit silly. No one is watching you. Google it if you want to. Anyway, this one is about Sikander Raza's Test future.
You're listening to the Sikander series on the Clubhouse End podcast.
January 2021, Raza picks a 7-4 to take the best figures in a white ball test match for Zimbabwe.
Red ball test match?
Yes. No, I mean, red ball. So, we've just been through a heavy moment. So, do we see Raza playing for test again?
So, we've got this regionals coming now. So, my idea was to play the 4-day for Rocks. We are on a bye. My idea was to play this 4-day. And next 4-day, we have regional games, which is an ODI game. So, I do not want to play a test match without playing 4-day cricket. My thinking is, God forbid I break down. I've let my country down. I've let my teammates down. Now you're playing with one batter less, one bowler less. So the whole combination is messed up. Whereas if I test myself in domestic cricket, it's not so much about how many runs, how many wickets I take. It's, am I doing the right things? Am I spending time on the ground? My feet can take that workload. I can bowl as many overs as I have to in a test match. It is just to test my body. So the test door isn't closed, but ideally, I want to play 4-day cricket. I want to go and represent Rocks for a couple of 4 days before I play a test match because I don't know how my body will react. So I do not want to let the country, I do not want to let my teammates down.
Is that sort of the standard that you're talking about, that if everybody sort of has to play through the system and prove themselves, and you haven't played 4-day cricket in a while, so
you'd feel it would be unfair for someone else who's been playing red ball.
Yeah. So 100%, Larry. Imagine how would that kid feel who has a chance of making a test debut, or even if he has made a debut, and I make myself available and Zimbabwe picks me. He's got a genuine question to ask the selectors and everybody in the system that this man hasn't, and it's not like he's snitching on me. He's got a genuine question. Raza hasn't played four-day cricket in 2 years. How do you pick him for test cricket? That's a valid question. That is a very valid question. So that is why I want to go to four-day cricket first, at least play one or two depending on the time. And then after that 1 4-day, I would know how much work I need to do. If I don't play the second 4 day, at least at that time, I'll be spending time to work on my technique and fitness at the same time, use that week wisely so that I'm fit for test cricket.
So let's say, given the scenario we have, there's Pakistan, and then a few days later, Afghanistan already starts, and then there's Afghanistan's tests, then rearing there's Ireland probably, and by then, in that period, the season is done. Because there's Bangladesh afterwards, then there's the qualifier. I mean, according to the FTP.
No, I'll tell you, the season is not done. That is why we need all of these guys to do well in domestic cricket, is because we
now
go...
I'm just talking for you, like your opportunity to play four day.
Yeah, so we have Pakistan now, 2 days later Afghanistan. Season is still going, by the way. Ireland arrives during our season because Ireland arrives in Jan. They leave in Feb, and then we have qualifiers in March. And we have, four test matches to play for within our season. So that makes even more important for me to find time to play 4 day.
And then, of course, there's the big one in England next year.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if I haven't played a 4 day and I make myself available for that England test match.
How would it feel for the other players?
Exactly. No, forget about anybody. How would I feel?
Yeah, by the standards you set for yourself.
Correct. So I want to avoid that situation, because even if I make myself available and go for that England test, within my heart, I knew and I would know that I have not done the right things to be here. Whether I get 100 or a duck, performance is sometimes beyond our control. But things that are in my control, I did not do all the right things. And from faith point of view as well, I'm a big believer of that. That if I haven't done all the right things, then why would I get lucky? Why would Allah bless me with 100 or a 200 when I haven't done all the right things? There's other kids who have done the right things. Surely they will be blessed more than I would be, because they've done the right things. So that is why these are the standards, these are the parameters I've set for myself. I want to follow them. So that's why I'm starting my fitness few days earlier than the program, so that I am fit for the 4 day. Even if I find 5 days, 6 days before an international game and there's a 4 day going on, I would love to go there and test myself. But I want to play a 4 day before test.
And then, so looking at that, the fact that Justin, the coach, has made playing red ball very important for anyone who plays any format of cricket. Why do you think that's important?
So, because red ball teaches you the basics of cricket. It's not the ODI, it's not the wild ball, it's not the T20, it's red ball. You will understand and see, anybody who's got the red ball basis strong will not struggle in white ball. And all those guys who are just T20 specialists will struggle in ODI or test cricket especially. Not all of them, but high percentage. Whereas the guys who have played test cricket or first class cricket, the high percentage of those guys are successful in white ball cricket. That is why it is very important for all the national boys to play red ball cricket every time they find opportunity. And a great example leading from the front is our test captain, made him an ODI captain. Craig played the list A, got 100. Craig played the red ball, got 100. So you know he's got his bases strong now. And that is what happens.
Do you still think, a lot of people said Craig playing T20. Do you think he's still got quite a bit to contribute there?
I think so. But not many people or the powers to be might agree, but I think Craig certainly has it. Up until we haven't got set openers, I think Craig still has a lot to offer.
Yeah, I mean, the openers questions has been something. I remember, Namibia, you even had to come in and be an opener, but it doesn't look like it's something that you would like to do. I know everyone will say I'll play any position for my country, but I mean, ideally.
Ideally, yeah, man, even if I think on the spot, Just put me anywhere. If there is an empty space in the team, and you are struggling to have a fix, let me go there, and I will try and see what I can do.
So who do you use as a support system? I'm guessing your family is big one. And outside the family, do you have people that you talk to, whether it's former players or existing players?
I think my faith first and my family is probably the biggest supporting. But yes, I do have a support system outside. For example, I'll pick up a call, and Ravi Bopara has been a massive guy in my career to understand how franchise cricket and cricket and finishing role works. He has been, I mean, no words will ever be enough to describe what role Ravi has played in my life. Because I was playing the similar role at one point, like Shoaib Malik, so Shoaib Malik has always been there as well. In bowling, I always say it's Sunil Narayan, and Imran Tahir was always there. Rajapaksa Bhanuka has been there for me. When I'm not doing too well, he's always there to give that emotional support and things like that. So Dasun, me and Dasun has played a lot of franchise cricket. So, you know, these guys have been there for that cricketing sport.
You're listening to the Sikandar series on the Clubhouse End podcast.
Oh, what a wonderful conversation that they had there with Sikandar Aza. So that's what he says about his test future. Yeah, pretty exciting. Hopefully see him in those whites. It's the England test next year. We need Sikandar Aza there. I personally need. for my mental health, okay? I need to see Sikandar Aza at least one more time in a test outfit. If it's more than one more, I'm happy for that. Anyway, that's that for this particular one. The final episode is about what kind of cricket are Zimbabwe going to be playing going forward, especially T20 format in which he's in charge. But what kind of cricket are we going to play? That is going to be in the final episode out on Wednesday. Other than that, please go out and subscribe. That's how our podcast actually gets seen. It goes up the charts. Like the podcast. Had quite a few subscriptions over this particular series. So thankful for that. Thankful for Raza for taking time out to do this particular thing with us. And also, you know, all the platforms that you can listen to your podcasts: Audible, Spotify, iono.fm, AfriPods, the Apple Podcasts, we're there. The Clubhouse End Podcast. This Sikandar series is there on the Clubhouse End Podcast. Other than that, this is a 3 Mob Radio production for 3 Men on a Boat. My name is Larry Quiterai. If you want to get in touch with us, +263 719 903 327. That is the WhatsApp number. Otherwise, as I say, from where I come from, Asiri Siasebenza. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.